Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jackie Wilson bringing us back. It's 23 after. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you for hanging out there as well. We got lots of stuff that will help you there. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. We'll send you that every Sunday afternoon by email. Get you ready for the week ahead. Don't forget to take the poll question right there on the homepage. And you can go back and listen to the things that Ellen Rohr has taught us in her, the suite that we've made available for all of her appearances and all the things that she's given us over the time that she's been a member of our Brain Trust. And that's R-O-H-R, Ellen, R-O-H-R. Ellen, tell us how we can find you online, please, and your books.
You know what would be great? You could be my Facebook friend. Go find Ellen Rohr on Facebook or like our Bare Bones Biz page, B-A-R-E-B-O-N-E-S-B-I-Z, or barebonesbiz.com.
You know, Facebook kind of reminds me of the seventh grade.
I love it. I love to. You know how when you like somebody,
you know, remember in the seventh grade, it's, you know, the girls would like you for today, but tomorrow they wouldn't like you. But anyway, hey, give us the website again one more time quickly.
Barebonesbiz.com.
Can they find your books there?
Yes.
Where did the money go? Page. The Bare Bones Biz Plan and et cetera, all the other stuff there. That Ellen
Thank
makes available.
We'd love to have you as our friend or come visit our site. We've got all sorts of great. There's a little freebie if you sign up for our newsletter, and we've got good information. And I always learn something from you. We can't help it. We talk business the whole break.
I know. Ellen, one of the things that you and I were talking about earlier is the balance sheet versus the operating statement versus cash flow. Now the cash flow statement, the cash flow statement your accountant gives you as part of the triumvirate of reports, that cash flow statement's not worth anything to a small business owner. It might be good for your banker, but it's not good for you, or it might be good for the accountant, but it's not good for you. The cash flow statement you need for yourself is the projection, isn't it, that tells you where your cash is going.
Well, and there's no bad thing that comes from digging into this. And if you're thinking as we're talking cash flow statement, balance sheet, what are you talking about? Okay, I'm talking to you right now. And here's what I would do. Get your hands on your financial report. And you might sit with your CPA if your CPA is, as Jim says, a recovering CPA, someone who understands that there's more to business than just looking backwards and crossing T's and dotting I's, but to help you understand what every line, every account means. When I learned, Jim, my mentor, Frank Blau, would be on the other end of the phone, and it was, I'm going to date myself, but it was when fax machines had that big ink roll, you know, that would come out, and my fax machine would just, you know, pour out these financial reports, and he actually taught me how to use read a balance sheet, a profit and loss cash flow statement, using his financials. Now, how cool is that? So he printed his up, he sent them to me, and then he went line by line and said, this is what this line means, and he helped me develop and create my own. And I tell you, you don't have to be a CPA. You don't need an internal CPA. I'm telling you that.
Well, one of the things you don't have to do, and you need to get over this, folks. You don't. What Ellen is talking about does not require you to become an accountant of any kind.
No. You need a willing bookkeeper if you're gotten to the half that you can afford a willing bookkeeper. And this is a little chicken or the egg thing. You might have to be that bookkeeper. If your business is small, if you're just getting started, embrace that. Figure out QuickBooks or an accounting system. You know, figure out how to create the profit and loss and the balance sheet and cash flow. Then you can delegate it and never be held hostage. That was my path. I couldn't afford a bookkeeper. I had to do it. I so didn't want to do it. But when I finally just relaxed and went, okay, I got to figure out my asset from my elbow. I am losing money. I'm going into debt. I am sick of it. I sat down, went line by line with my mentor, another great business person. I was blessed to have a really great CPA who was super helpful. That's not always the case. Your CPA isn't helpful. Fire him or her.
Find another one.
We don't want to bash CPAs, but we want you to be critical of who you seek help from. Don't get bossed around. You don't need a martyr or an intimidator. Find some advocates.
Ask around and find a CPA who likes working with small businesses. Some of them don't. Some of them do. Find those that do.
Yeah, and then go line by line. We call this a known financial position. And a known financial position, or KFP, and I'm not talking about the chicken, talking about known financial position. And what that means is that you know that every line item of your balance sheet, your profit and loss, your cash flow, you understand them. You know what they mean. You trust that they're current. No surprises. And I think you will find this. Call me or email me the day that you do. It isn't that hard. It's just like if you don't know how to speak French, someone has to translate for you.
Well,
there are some weird words in it.
It's a fundamental, essential part of being a business owner, business manager.
I am convinced, Jim, that if everybody took this step, we never would have released, you know, $800 billion with no accountability.
We could cut the failure rate of businesses in half.
And we could save our economy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that what can you do is a good question, and this is something you can do. It's okay, it's not that hard. Dig in, get to a known financial position, clean up your own financial mess, and enjoy that. And then, as a whole, we're all going to be so much better.
Absolutely. Ellen Rohr, thanks for being here. Good job today.
Oh, it's always a pleasure. You're the best. Thanks for all you do.
You too. Give us a website one more time.
BareBonesBiz.com, where we teach fundamentals like Miss Jim.
And you got the books are there too, folks, so be sure to check it out. And the great thing about the books, her picture is right on the cover. I like that. Hang on to that thought, folks. We're going to be right back after these messages. 29 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us.
Turn around and see you in a crowded place. Watch for the emotions on a guarded face.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.